All right, so I think we're good. We're recording. This is going to be our third installation of, I guess it's called Just Dudes Being Bros. We have Mark, Antico, Nolan, Giannis back with us.
Hello.
I'm Jack Stevenson. Nolan's coming to us from an apartment in Portland. It's not his normal residence, but he's making the best
Oh
of it.
yeah, I didn't even realize.
I don't have all my gear. I just got my computer and my headset.
Yeah,
That's it.
he's not going to be a research guru
No, I still
for
will
us.
be. I still have another tab open. I can look up. Okay, so we are starting from day seven.
Day 7 of our 30-day movie challenge.
Yes. So what we last talked about was like our favorite animated films, and so now day seven is a film that you will never get tired of. So I took that kind of as a movie you can watch over and over again without being like a fuck this movie, you know.
Yeah.
And without further ado,
Basically.
Jackson.
Well, for me, I mean that one is super easy and it's A Knight's Tale. Heath Ledger, and it's just kind of incredible. Sharon Sossaman, unbelievable. I don't know what it is. Like, I feel like this movie can be really, really personal, and it can be a movie that's not like actually that good. It's just a movie that you're like obsessed with on a personal level. And that's what A Knight's Tale is to me. Like, I'll be the first to acknowledge that, you know, it's not perfect. I don't even think it was nominated for like a single Oscar or anything, but I'm obsessed with it, and I know for sure that I could watch it literally, I think, every single day and never get tired of it. I would enjoy it all the time.
How many times did you watch it in the semester that me and you lived together on that little TV? Be honest.
I mean, I watched it at least like 15, 20 times. Like,
How do you watch
and I
it with?
didn't, bro, and I did not sit with you and watch it once. I still
No, you
haven't seen
didn't. And like,
it.
I'm crazy about it, dude. And there's still parts of that movie that like I'll pick out, like new inside jokes, or like the most of the movie is shot in like this really like hardcore British accent with some of the characters. And like every now and then you actually understand what they're saying, and you're like, oh my God, that's pretty funny.
You're a fucking Owen Wilson nut.
That's not
Wait,
Owen Wilson.
what movie are you
That's
talking about?
not
That's
me.
Heath Ledger. I'm talking about A Knight's Tale.
Oh, fuck. I look like Midnight in
Not
Paris.
Midnight in
Midnight in
Paris,
Paris is
yeah.
probably pretty close, but every now and then I have to take a break from Midnight in Paris because Owen Wilson, I love him.
I
Yeah,
can't
dude.
do
You
too
get
much of Owen Wilson's
tired of
voice,
him, dude. You
bro.
get tired.
You
He's
get
just
tired of
Owen
his voice.
Wilson.
That's totally like if Owen Wilson was Matthew
Wow.
McConaughey,
Wow.
like
I
not.
almost watched this movie. I almost watched A Knight's Tale, but then I was like, this looks stupid. I don't
Yeah,
want to
dude.
No.
watch this.
That's
I
why I
like
haven't
this.
seen
I don't give a shit about this. Like, it looks like
it.
a 2003 like blockbuster movie, you know?
No, it is incredible.
It looks like something that I would rent at Blockbuster and be like,
I loved it.
eh, I
No.
shouldn't have.
It's every it's everything. And I have really fond childhood memories of it. And it's romance, it's action, it's adventure, it's witty, it's comedic, it's like really aspirational. I don't know. It's really, really cool. The dude who wrote it too, like the director, like never went on to do anything else major.
I
So,
wonder why. He's like, listen, I got this story about a fucking lance. What's it? Yeah, it's like jousting.
dude,
Yeah.
he's a so William Thatcher is Heath Ledger, and he's like grows up as like a really poor boy. And like his big dream is to like always want to be a knight, but in like the medieval era, to be a knight and like to joust to competitions and stuff, you have to have a title. Like
Yeah, Lord.
you have to be royalty. So like for a common kid, like that just wasn't ever gonna happen. So he starts to like work for, I'm not gonna spoil it, but like he,
Okay, you can.
nah, fuck you.
Oh, I'm gonna keep a tally of the amount of times Nolan just sits on Jack's childhood.
Oh man, it's good
Jack's going
stuff.
deep into this, like, yeah, I have great memories.
It's
Nolan's like,
solid, man. I'm telling you guys are gonna watch it, and I think you're gonna like it. The humor, I think, is right up Nolan's alley, actually. Like some of it, Nolan actually reminds me of one of the characters called Watt.
Better not be an insult, bro. His name
Yeah,
already sounds fucked up.
this
he
ginger
sounds
guy.
about as
Oh, of
big.
course he is. Of course, why? Is he fat too?
No, he's a skinny ginger guy who wants to fight everyone. But he's not a
That's
good
pretty
like
funny.
fighter.
I think you should do the whole, you should like write the rest of your list because there's like a movie. It's just like, what is it, the most personal movie to you? on this list.
That's probably it too.
Yeah, see, you don't want to have crossovers, dude.
It's honest though. Like, if I'm trying to avoid crossovers, then I'm not being as honest. No,
if we mention it more than once throughout this whole thing, it just means that like it's a.
I know, but like I have it written down, so I at least have a new one. Like, I mean, your name on this list like 10 times.
I'll mention my actual answers, and then I'll probably give like a heads up and be like, you know, just because I've said that before, here's another one. But so I would have almost said Midnight in Paris for this answer, but I didn't. For the sole fact that, like, I love Owen Wilson, you know, because you know me, I'm a huge Wes Anderson guy too. Owen Wilson's in a shit ton of stuff that I love, but I do genuinely, like, kind of get tired of the monotone-ness sometimes.
Fucking voice. Mm-hmm.
I feel like there are some scenes in that movie where he really could have brought out, like, a little more, like,
oomph. More wow.
And he just doesn't.
Oh, yeah, more wow.
Like, what are you missing? Just wow. More wow.
Dude, if Owen Wilson, I still think he did like a great job in that movie. But if his character was Matthew McConaughey, I think I could probably watch it every day.
I think he was supposed to be like the young Woody Allen. Like if Woody Allen could have been playing that part, he would have. But he
and I
couldn't.
Think that's exactly how Woody Allen.
And that's exactly how he played it. So it's totally fair. It's just a lot of wows.
He didn't marry his own child, though.
Let's not talk about that.
Who?
I just watched Manhattan.
Woody Allen?
I just watched Manhattan like 2 days ago.
I feel really weird because Woody Allen movies are great to watch. You know, if you're a film guy, you need to watch Woody Allen. But it's so weird because you think the guy who directed this married his own adopted child.
What?
The whole plot of the movie I just watched is that he... is between dating like this woman that's his age, it's like nice, and this 17-year-old girl.
Yeah.
He's fully sleeping with this 17-year-old girl in the movie, but all right. So we're not gonna get into that. should I go on with
just go for it.
Answer.
Go
for it. So I have two for this because the only movies that I can just turn on like literally whenever. I have three, sorry. But they're all like classics that I can just constantly turn to. So there's any of the Harry Potter movies. Like those can just be on in a room and you sit down and watch no matter what point it's at. And then Superbad and Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Superbad's great.
Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, I don't know about
Ferris Bueller. At least for me.
It's a goated movie though. That is a goated movie.
I don't know about it.
Superbad is definitely one that I can watch over and over again. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with the Harry Potters, but the reason I didn't put them is just because, like,
Harry Potter is almost unfair. Because, like, I've totally...
It's also 8 movies, but it's okay.
Well, but that shows how fucking good they are. Everyone agrees. If it's on, you watch it.
But the reason I wouldn't have Superbad on there is because I feel like Superbad is really, like, a bad influence on me. Honestly, like not like a childish way, but like if I'm watching Superbad, dude, I want to be, you know, eating pizza and drinking a beer. Like I don't want to be doing anything else. And there are a bunch of other movies that I can put. If I'm watching Harry Potter, bro, I could be studying at the same time. Like that's the reason I watched A Knight's Tale so much was because I could put on A Knight's Tale and write an essay on the side. Mm. And there's no fucking way I could do that with Superbad. I would watch Superbad and I would want to get stoned and eat pizza and just sit there and like drink some natty with the boys.
With the boys.
Exactly what you need to do.
Okay, so my pick wasn't that good. So honorable mentions would be John Wick, the first one. I love that movie. It's one of those movies that the atmosphere of that movie and the world building that John Wick has, you know,
reading his notes.
It is very much what Nolan.
That's what I like in movies.
I know his taste in movies.
I like the world building.
I love the world
building. I love like the idea that there's something else. And then
I love the world building.
I also picked Kingsman: The Secret Service, but that's an honorable mention. That's like a movie that I love that movie.
I don't know about any time it's on. Maybe for that.
Anytime it's on,
last scene.
Oh, Dude, the fucking church scene with Leonard Skinner's Freebird in the background.
Scene? The church scene? Are you sociopathic?
Dude, that's brilliant. It's amazing. Everything about that movie is great.
We're talking to a kid who probably played that airport level on Call of Duty.
I wasn't allowed to play Call of Duty as a kid. No rated shooting games growing up until I was.
Yeah, I was allowed, but I just didn't.
That's why he finds it. That's why he finds it in film.
Dude, I just love how that scene is fucking shot. It's so good. It's got that Matthew Vaughn, you know, kick ass, you know, fucking, you know, it's what it is. And that's what I liked about Kick Ass too. To get to my point, the movie that I can put on a bajillion times and watch 100 bajillion times is The Other Guys.
The Other Guys. I don't think I've ever
Will
seen
Will Ferrell
it.
And Mark Wahlberg, bro. It's on Netflix. It's not a shitty. It's like a buddy cop movie. They're in
it's
New York.
It's just a feel good comedy.
I think it's been on my list
it's
for a long time.
It's with The Rock and Samuel L. Jackson.
It has, dude. That's been on my list for a long time.
It's great. It's hysterical. I quote it all the time.
I was actually trying to watch that.
You don't want to scat back, punk ass bitch. That's what Will Ferrell says in one part. It's just so good. He's married to this woman named Sheila, and you know, it's Will Ferrell. And it's Mark Wahlberg's his partner, and Will Ferrell
committed hate crimes.
Will Ferrell is don't ruin this movie.
I'm sorry, keep going.
Will Ferrell is like this nerdy, like, you know, he shot Derek Jeter. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. That's Mark Wahlberg. Will Ferrell's like some nerdy dude, and who like he's an accountant really, and he's married to this fucking smoking hot babe named Sheila. Oh, it's just like everything about the movie is great.
I was trying to watch that movie about a week ago, and I ended up watching The Nice Guys.
Oh, that's a great one too.
That's the one that I had in my head, but I watched The Nice Guys, and then I watched The Nice Guys, and I was like, "Yeah, that was pretty fucking good." Like I kind of enjoyed that. And then I went and I reviewed it, and on Letterboxd actually, and then The Other Guys popped up, and I was like, "Shit, there's another one." I was like,
It's hella funny. Everything about the movie, like
I'll probably
Dirty
watch
Mike
that.
And the boys.
I'll probably watch that before Your Name.
Bro, you're stupid.
No, stop
you're stupid
off your
if
name.
You don't.
You are stupid.
Like I will 100% say, I think Your Name is the.
All right, we're not getting
into you.
We can't get into that.
I watched it a week ago, and I'm still.
We can't get into your obsession with it yet.
You drink your red wine every night like you're cultured and you
haven't
seen.
I watched Parasite.
Literally, it's culture.
We already saw that, so.
I said I watched Parasite. I don't need to watch
Parasite is a sliver of what anime is.
I don't need to watch any other Asian films. Whenever I watched, I mean, we'll talk about it later, but I watched Ex Machina last night, and I was actually going to watch Your Name because I knew that you guys probably wanted me to see Your Name above Ex Machina. So I literally pulled up Your Name to watch it. And of course, today is my sister's birthday. So last night, she and I was pretty drunk, and she was drinking like this semi-alcoholic wine. So we were both just kind of like vibing out, just chilling. It was just the two of us awake. And I went to put on Your Name, and she was like, no. She was like, it might be good, but I'm not watching that right now. Like, I can't, you know, and you guys were there to help me convince her. So she was like, I'm not watching that right now. She was like, it's almost my birthday and I'm staying up late. Like, come on. So
I mean, you could have cultured your sister in a way that no big brother ever had, but
I pulled up
X first for everything.
Yeah, but she was tired. She didn't want to read.
So she was, you just feel that movie. It's a movie that you feel with your soul.
10 minutes in, you forget you're reading.
Yeah.
Dude, let me tell you, like
30 seconds in, bro.
I don't know what the vibe of Your Name is, but watching Ex Machina.
This is the vibe.
Watching Ex Machina out here in the middle of nowhere, you know, with the river behind my house while I was kind of wine drunk in the middle of the night, I was like, yo.
The whole feel and like atmosphere of that movie is very like
Oscar Isaac too. Holy shit. I had no idea.
Yeah, dude.
Domhnall Gleeson. Yeah. What a fucking cast. All right, we'll get into that later, though.
What's the next one?
The next one?
Next one's good.
Is it a film where you like the soundtrack more? Yeah. I'm going to take this one right away. So I'm going to do the very – I mean, this one, first of all, was difficult. So honorable mention, movie I very much, oh, this is soundtrack. I prefer the soundtrack of a Black Panther. I thought the, yes, sound, the soundtrack behind Black Panther, even though ultimately wasn't really used in the film.
Totally agree.
Besides that, song.
That was my number one pick.
Yeah, it's got a, it's a fine movie. I don't think it's that good. But I think the soundtrack is.
I thought it was good. I thought the soundtrack was just way better.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's a good movie. It's not a great movie, but it's got a great soundtrack. But my number one would be Tron Legacy. The soundtrack in that movie, and this, it's fucking brilliant. Let me, I pulled something off of IMDb. It grossed
Jake
over
Flynn had
it made, listen to this. It made over $400 million.
Things
it was
are about
nominated.
To get sticky.
It was nominated for an Academy Award for sound editing and a Grammy for by Daft Punk.
Dude, who gives a fuck?
So bro, suck it, bitch!
Just so everyone's clear, the joke around Tron Legacy is that we fucking spent like $74 to watch it, which I think we've talked about already. But then we proceeded
you dumbasses
to watch
did.
It.
I wasn't there. Right, I wouldn't let that happen. And you made Christian pay for it.
Yeah, we
did.
Yeah,
Christian's parents.
And then they got reimbursed, so it's fine.
We proceeded to watch it at like 2 in the morning. And we quickly realized that the main character said literally nothing but like catchy one-liners the entire time throughout a 2.5-hour movie.
But what makes
I was in tears watching.
That's why Nolan loves
it. So
what makes the movie good isn't the fucking plot.
That's why Nolan loves it. Because that's
it isn't the plot. It isn't the plot though.
Nolan speaks in one-liners.
But it is. But it that's the characters don't want to make the movie. What makes the movie so cool is, first of all, the
lasers.
The CG was really cool. The movie was actually designed by an architect who went to Columbia and Stanford. Ooh. So I just think that when you look at it for what it is, like, face value, like, not for the fucking – I know the plot is stupid. I didn't even know the character's name, bro. His name probably isn't even Jake. It's probably
nobody
some fucking –
nobody knows his name.
Yeah, it's some fucking –
Jake Flynn or Sam Flynn. I don't
Sam
remember.
Or Ryder or something. Really cool.
We could talk about Tron for 10 minutes.
We could talk about
it. Yeah, just like a few more minutes of Tron.
What's up? What's all yours, right. Jack?
Mine was Black Panther. And then honorable mention, I had this movie called Inside Llewyn Davis by the Coen brothers. It's all folk music. I didn't expect either of you to even know about it at all, but I'm putting it out there. It should be on your watch lists. Very, very well produced and everything. Oscar Isaac slays it. But Black Panther was my pick.
You know he's Guatemalan?
Yeah. Yeah, I knew that. He's dope. I love that guy.
Fucking in Star Wars, bro.
He's just so much more
first Guatemalan
people.
In space. I don't know.
All right. All right, Mark.
I don't know. This was the one that, like, when I looked at these three, like, 10 minutes before calling you, Jack, this one was like, this one's going to be, like, complicated and messy. But, like, I don't know. It's just how it is. So my first reaction, my gut reaction to this was anything Hans Zimmer. If he's scoring the movie, it's something that, like, I just love for some reason. It has been since I was, like, 11. I don't know. So anything by him. But then, like, all I could think was La La Land. Like, I saw that in theaters with my mom and my sister. And, like, I was uncomfortable with how much I liked it. I was like, what? Why?
Yeah,
I've never been a musical person. I've like been in musicals as like a little 8-year-old, like on the, you know, high school stage, and I've just never been a musical person. And when I walked out of that one, I was like, I don't know, the music, I just really.
Now I just want to sing.
Now I just want to sing and dance. I don't know.
Are my pants too tight?
I really want to learn the super complicated part on piano, but
no, that was but the only reason I didn't pick a movie like that was because I didn't think that it was better than the movie, you know.
Yeah.
And then like this is my initial. If you're just talking about soundtracks, I would have fucking picked Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl, bro, Klaus Belt, and all of his composition for that movie, insane. But did I think it was better than the movie?
Yeah, no, I did it strictly on a movie that I disliked.
I'm just speaking
than,
of.
That takes us perfect segue. Perfect segue is a movie that you hate that everyone else liked.
All right, I'm going in on this because I've got three for this that I really want to talk about. And the first one is The Shape of Water.
Really?
No.
Still haven't seen it.
I never saw it, but
weird. I don't need to see someone fuck the missing link. I don't need that. the next one is 2001: A Space Odyssey. If you start your movie with 3 minutes of silence, expect me to turn it off. I don't give a shit what you think you're doing. Give me something other than that.
I've never seen it either.
I just recently watched it, and it is, like, I appreciate it for what it did and everything, but it is
no, it made so a huge, slow. Huge so turn slow. Off. Huge turn off for how slow it was. And then, God forbid.
It's a 3-hour movie?
God forbid we post this anywhere and, like, I catch flack for it in the future, because so many people, when this movie came out, got so behind it and were like, yes, finally. But Wonder Woman.
Yes! Fuck that movie! I hate Wonder Woman. That is my pick. Wow. That movie does not deserve a... I think it has a 93 on Rotten Tomatoes. No. When I went and saw it, it had a 99. It shouldn't. It should have a 70. Slow motion... The constant that's blaring in your fucking ears, dude. There's zero part of that movie that's entertaining. Besides,
it is one of the highest rated movies on Letterboxd.
And it shouldn't be. It's so
I don't understand that shit at all. I'm not gonna lie. Like, it's not, I'm not anti-feminist because I don't like Wonder Woman. You know, I'll be anywhere that I have to be to stand for feminism and everything. But Wonder Woman is just not good. And why don't we talk about the part when there's a fucking Native American that's just chilling in Belgium during fucking the war. And at the point when Wonder Woman, like, needs him to signal, like, without even addressing that that's how he would signal, she was like, how would you – I literally laughed out loud in the theater whenever she was like, that's them over there. And she, like, dramatically looks towards the fucking woods, and there's a native, like, smoke signal going up in the air. I was like, dude, fuck
everything about that movie.
I was like, this is so dumb. I was like, I hated
everything about that movie. Like, I was so annoyed with it. The fucking theme song was overplayed. The amount of slow motion used in that movie alone, fuck, if they took out all the slow motion, the movie would be an hour shorter. Like, every single action shot was in slow motion. Every bullet fired, they're like, every time she moves, you know? I'm like, holy shit.
How much slow motion
can you have in a movie?
Nolan and I are on the same page a lot.
Yeah. I wanted to chime in on this because I saw Wonder Woman in theaters twice.
And I got a hard on.
Both times I was very underwhelmed. I love
Gal Gadot.
She's fucking amazing. But
she's incredible.
But the one thing I will say that I disagree with you guys, I liked the main title. I liked the song. I fucked with it when I was in the theaters.
As soon as you
like did that scream thing, I was like, oh, I know exactly what he's talking
it's
about.
It's cool, but when you use it every fucking time she looks around, you know, or walks around a corner, come on, dude. It's your theme song, bro. You gotta fucking rep that
subpar.
Shit.
The movie was subpar, okay? Yeah.
But does it deserve a 93 on Rotten Tomatoes? Fuck no.
We need to learn how to get more time on this because we've got 3 minutes now, and I still want to talk about Ex Machina and introduce the next three topics for next week. So we really got to round this out. Ex Machina was awesome. I loved it. Both of you, I think, recommended that one to me.
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh my god!
I recommended it to you.
That'll be the recommended one for the week for Nolan. I think.
Can one of you give me a recommendation?
I have a recommendation. Yeah. So it depends on what you. I watched
Night's Tale. Okay. A Knight's Tale.
Okay, then I'm giving you one, Jack. Another. Okay. This one is pretty interesting. The only reason I started watching it is that I've been getting into it and watching the Corridor Crew on YouTube, and they break down visual effects and it's called Gantz Zero. GANTZ -0. The plot is not good, I will say.
What the fuck are you watching? All right.
But it's this really cool, and it's this the movie's completely CG, and it's really well done. Like, the CG is amazing. The story, I do not like. The story is fucking like a 6. But this action is really cool. It is Nolan, really well done.
Nolan needs to watch Ex Machina, and Mark, you need to watch A Knight's Tale. And those will be the recommendation. Shit, it says we got less than a minute. Dude,
well, I'm gonna put this out there, and it's just gonna stir the pot up a little bit, because I never got to say the one that I fucking hate.
Sorry, Mark. Go.
Like, I don't want to say I hate it. I just want to say that I went in with such high hopes. Like,
he's gonna say
this
is supposed to
be. This is supposed to be right. This is supposed to be the movie.
Spit it out, damn it!
I went in. I was like, "Fuck yeah, dude!"
Say the name.
Here we go. And fucking Pulp Fiction was not that good.
Oh, it's good though.
Sorry, bro. I was super underwhelmed. I was like, I get it. I get what happened.
We're gonna have to address that next week.
What the fuck?
I don't get it. Like, it's like, you don't. I mean, it's cool.
Really, I'm not trying to be the anti-hero film major fuckhead that doesn't like Pulp Fiction, because that's just, I was underwhelmed.
We're gonna have to address that next week.
Yes, next week.
We're gonna have to bring it up.
Next week, we're gonna be talking about your favorite superhero film.
Yeah.
A film you like from your least favorite genre, and a film that you hate from your favorite genre. So they're pretty good ones. I'm really looking forward to it.
Word.
And it was great to talk to you guys.
Love you, boys. We'll talk to you next week. Peace.
Peace.